Okay, so our goal for the Chabura tonight is to focus on an aspect of our Avodas Hashem that maybe we could even call the subconscious, even though it's supposed to be in our consciousness, but it's something that's always latent, potentially in our mind, and it's incredible when you think about these mitzvahs that we're going to talk about and how the impact that they can have on our lives. And they are the sheish mitzvos tamidios. There are six mitzvos that we can do that are uninterrupted. They can be performed when we're driving in the car, when we're sitting at work, when we're online at Starbucks. These are mitzvos that are constant because they are, as the Chai Adam here writes, which is what we're going to learn together tonight, this is the Chai Adam in Klal Aleph, Halacha Gimel, they are Tuluyas Belev V'chiyuv Antamidi. And he says that we are called upon to continue them unceasingly, they shouldn't cease from a person even for a moment. And at every moment, a person should be thinking about these things. And this is a very high level, but it's something that we should aspire to, because it gets really to the core of why we exist. What is the purpose for the world, bichlal? So we have this tradition that the Ron Shalom wanted, whatever that means, Ratza, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Dira Batachtonim. He wanted a world that would be filled with godliness. So says the Alter Rebbe, who they overlapped for a little while, because the Chai Adam was actually the Mechutin of the Vilna Gaon. He was a student of the Noda Bihuda, and he lived in Vilna. And the Alter Rebbe, famously, the Shneur Zalman, the Tanya, the Baal Tanya, so he lived at the same time as the Vilna Gaon, different circles.
How about time, like Mr. Brewer time, is it before or after?
Much before. You're talking here end of the 18th century. Chavetz Chaim is the second half, well, not the second, but mostly in the 19th century. The Chavetz Chaim died in 1933 at the age of 103. The Vilna Gaon dies at the end of the 18th century. Shneur Zalman dies around the year 1800. So he writes, he says, wait a second. Our purpose is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. And therefore he says something amazing. He says that whenever we think about Hashem, whenever we realize and contemplate the fact that Melocha La'aretz Kavodo, and what that means is that really, without the emanation of the energy, the Or Ein Sof of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wouldn't exist at all. That we are just like, imagine, the rays of the sun, which compared to the sun aren't really anything. They're just expansion of that. So we are the energy, the expansion, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we realize that, then we're bringing God's presence into the world. And that brings us, he says, tremendous simcha, he writes in the Sefer HaTanya. So when a person thinks about these sheish mitzvos tamidios, these six mitzvos that are ongoing, we realize, wow, what an opportunity to really, in a certain sense, fulfill this mission of bringing godliness in the world without doing anything. Just sitting online at Jewel and contemplating the fact that these mitzvos exist. It's an amazing thing. And they're right here at the beginning of the Chai Adam. So we'll go through them in the next few minutes. And notice that they're actually broken into two categories. There are six mitzvos in two different sections. So what are they? Number one, Aleph, he says. Lahamin, to believe, sheyesh eloka echad ba'olam. To believe that...
Where are you reading?
I'm on the first column in Hay, in the long sheets, on the right-hand side where there's a little Aleph. The first mitzvah is to believe that there is a God in the world that created all of the creations, and from his desire, umechefzo uritzono, haya kol mashu achshav shahaya v'sheyeh la'ade ad, that everything exists because of the Ratzon Hashem. But as part of this mitzvah, he adds, v'hu hotzianu mimitzrayim, and that is not chas v'shalom min hamikra, it's behashkacha pratis, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, V'zeo mitzvas aseh dechsiv anochi Hashem alokecha asher otzisicha v'chulei. Pirusho, what does that mean? Teidu v'sa'aminu sheish la'olam eloka ha-mashgiach sh'arei hotzisicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. So this is actually, it's machlokas the Rishon, whether anochi is a mitzvah or it's a statement, a fact, a preamble, so to speak, to the rest of the Dibros. But according to the Chayadam, it's a mitzvah, and that mitzvah, it's not just that we believe in theory that there is a God. It's that there is an element of hashgacha pratis. Now, does that mean that every single aspect of what happens to me on a daily basis is the result of hashgacha pratis? That's a big machlokas. Depending on who you are, the rabbi might say yes or no. Others, let's say, especially in Hasidic circles, say heavy on the Hashgacha Pratis. But the principle of Hashgacha Pratis, that is the core belief in Yahadus. And what does that undergird? The concept of Tefillah. Otherwise, imagine you're standing in a room with a group of men, or a group of women on the other side of the Matnitsa, a group of people shaking and murmuring. Right? How weird is that?
Pretty weird.
Very. But if you believe in Hashgacha Pratis,
Quakers.
If you look in the Ramban, Ramban has a very complicated sheet when it comes to Hashgacha Pratis, but the idea that a person can reach a level of Hashgacha Pratis, or the Karav Hashem L'chol Korav, so that's crucial to understanding Tefillah. Otherwise, why are you talking if nobody is listening? That's why we refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Shomea Tefillah, the listener, not necessarily the One, he doesn't necessarily answer, but he is Shomea.
Let me say Ha'onev Eitzar also, right?
That's also true. But we don't always get the direct answer. So the first of these mitzvahs is to contemplate the fact that there is a Borei Olam, and that the Borei Olam is Mashgiach. So that affects how we daven, and of course on another level it affects how we act. That the Ribono Shel Olam is omniscient, so we are always befanav. And that is going to bring us to a mitzvah that he's going to get to later, but we're going to hold that for a second. Because right now, it's just in our mind, in our belief. Beis, shalonam in bishum Elohim zulaso. Not to believe in any other deity. Now, the word Elohim comes from the word El. El means power. So, you might have thought that you can believe in God and other forces. The answer is no. There's only one God. And not to believe in any other. And not that you can't even imagine, he says, that God gave away his authority or he delegated power to the stars or the moon. That's not true. And that's why the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, that's actually how idol worship got started. Think about it. Who woke up one day after a tradition that came from Adam and Chava that God created the world and said we're going to worship the moon? Seriously. So the answer is, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Avodah Zarah that they originally worshipped the moon because the moon is the agent of God. It's one of the creations of God. That's the way, exactly, that's the Kuzari says. That's why not so many people were killed, because it wasn't really Avodah Zarah for most people. But the idea is that that can lead you into thinking, oh, the moon or the sun or the stars or the heavenly bodies, they have independent power, independent of Hashem Yisbarach. Now, that doesn't mean that God didn't set up a set of rules of nature. You know, he set gravity in place and all kinds of other laws of the universe. And there are many aspects of the mazalos, which we're not so familiar with today, but the idea of the constellations and the spiritual energy that comes through them. But that doesn't have any authority, doesn't have any influence or any power in the world, as he concludes, bilti ritzono. And that's why God is called Elokei Elohim. He is the God, the true power over all powers. That's number two. Number three, liyachdo, to make God one. What does it mean? So he says, what we say in the Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So what does that mean? So my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Stav from Karabi Yavna, once pointed out, based on the Maharal, I think, that what does it mean to believe in the Yichud of Hashem? So, if you have, imagine this phone here. So look at the phone. The phone has component parts. It has a screen, it has a button here, it has a jack for you to stick in the headphones. Well, if you have component parts, that means you have a beginning and you have an end. You have somewhere where it starts and somewhere where it stops. Because the components means this is section one, this is section two. But if you understand that true godliness is really about the oneness of the Ribono Shel Olam, then the Achduso means that there are no components because there's no beginning and there's no end. Right? The Ribono Shel Olam is just endless light. It's Melokh HaLaaretz Kevodo. He's that Koach that is everything, right? Ein Od Milvado. So if you were to say that God is in two halves, that means there is a limit, there is a finite end. That's the difference between the number one, which is ultimate and expanding, and the number two. And that's why in tradition, we have a tradition that Gehenim was created on the second day, on Monday. Because we are living, the Sfasemis writes, in the Alma de Piruda, in the world of Pirud, of two, of multiples. Because we are in a world where you don't see God. There's a difference between Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'atzmo, whatever that means, and the Shekhinah in our world. So to believe, to contemplate of the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's this mitzvah. But you could take it another level. I once heard from my rabbi, Rabbi Benjamin Yudin, a beautiful pshat. Why we close our eyes, we cover our eyes, we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Because the ultimate dichotomy in this world is the tension between good and evil, between light and dark. Yotzer Or, Ubore Choshech. We say, we believe, that there aren't two halves. That the Ribono Shel Olam is Kol Mayda Avid Rachmana L'Tav Avid. Even though in our world we say Dayan HaEmes, we know that on the deep level, everything is Tov. Everything comes to the Ribono Shel Olam is good. And that's Echad. So Rabbi Yudin pointed out, that's why in our world, when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we cover our eyes. Because sometimes it's hard to see that. We are reinforcing our belief in the oneness of God, that the Ribono Shel Olam is Kol Tuv. Even though in our world, when we open our eyes, we don't always see that. We see what's going on in the world today. Oyem v'nora. We see Tov and we see Ra. But ultimately, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Heitiv, Meitiv, and Yetiv Lanu. And that's the other idea in Yehudo Shel Olam, in the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are the first half. These are the first three mitzvos. So look where he says on the bottom. He summarizes them. Four lines from the bottom in Chai Adam. V'inyan emuna zu. And the topic of this emuna, begimel mitzvos elu, in these three mitzvos, hug sheyikba benafsho sheha'emes kenhu, that a person should fix in their soul, in their heart, that this is the truth. And there's no other way around this. Even if somebody tries to prove you otherwise with some kind of miracles, don't believe them. This is the logic of the Jewish mind or the Jewish heart. So now turn to the next page. Don't listen to them. So he goes on a whole section about Mofsim, but now he talks about three other mitzvos. And these mitzvos are not just in our mind and in our heart the way that we think, but they also frame our action. Dalid, Hey, and Vav. Dalid is what? Lehov HaMakom Baruch Hu. To love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is a very difficult thing because we can't really grasp what the Ribono Shel Olam is. But what he's saying is, he says, it's to love God means it's to pursue God through the vehicle of Torah, to really desire to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the opposite, he says, is being obsessed with thinking about, last line, Inyonim hagashmim uvehev le'olam shelo l'shem shamayim. Rak l'sanig u'lahasikavud bitel aseizu v'gaon shel gadol. A person who is fixated on this world, you know what they're doing? They're channeling their love and their devotion to material goods that live and die, instead of putting it in a greater context. Our goal, he says, is the mitzvah to medias is to cultivate avodas Hashem ba'ava. And that's not just manifest in how we, not just in our thoughts, but it's in how we lead our lives, in how we prioritize. It's an action item. You're right, not the way that it's formulated in the Torah, but it's in the way that we lead our lives. Similarly, mitzvah hei, At the top of the next column, Lire mepnei Hashem v'losam yirasu al panav tamid. To have a measure of awe and fear of God. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omniscient. So that governs our behavior in terms of understanding that there's schar v'onesh. So there's the ava, there's the reaching out and celebrating God and giving the Rebbe Shlomo Kivyachol a hug and feeling that desire to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as challenging as it may be, to leap over the barriers that stand between us. But there's also the sense of awe, the sense of respect, fear, trepidation that says...
Is there a reason for the order that he has Ava before Yiro?
Oh, so the Ramban writes in Parashas Vayikra, in Parashas Yisro, excuse me, that the reason why Asei Dochalos Asei is because the Ava supersedes the Yiro. We have this expression where you talk about how to relate people to people who aren't seeing things the same way you do. Yamin mekareves and smol doche. For me, at least, my right hand is stronger. That's the hand that pulls you close, and it's the left hand that keeps you at a distance. So the Ava, says the Ramban, except for in the Mikdash, the Ava takes precedence. That's why Ava comes first. That's got to be the dominant force in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then comes Yira. And then the third mitzvah that we need to keep in mind, this also comes up in the supermarket aisles, Shalom nosur achar machsheves halev ureiras einayim. We shouldn't be drawn away from the service of Hashem, either through our machsheves halev, our thoughts and our hearts, and our re'iyas einayim, the things that we see. What is that? So Chazal say, in the Gemara in Brachos, achare levavchem zuminos, those are heretical thoughts, v'achare einechem zuznos. Through inappropriate pursuits, but notice the order. You might have thought that it's going to be Achare Einechem first, but it's actually Achare Levavchem first. Right? First is Achare Levavchem, our attitudes, and then it's Achare Einechem.
If you get a good attitude, hopefully, then you'll so that, keep your eyes.
So that will be in terms of prioritizing. Someone might add, generally speaking, when you bring Karbonos, Achatas comes before an Ola, except for the Sawyer of Avodah Zarah. There, the Ola comes before the Chatas. Because in Avodah Zarah, the Ikar Avera is in the Machshava. And Ola is Machaper on the Machshava. So when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Machshava comes first. That's the Achare Levavchem. And then Echatas, that would be on Achare Einechem. Says the Chai Adam, and this is how he concludes. In the second to last line here in Hay, Elu Mitzvos, these commandments, She'yachol adam l'kayim b'chol rega, that a person can fulfill at every moment. U'memela, and through this, m'kayim od mitzvah Hashem, a person fulfills the mitzvah of Hashem, l'dav kabo, to cling to Hashem Yisbarach, to connect to Hashem on a deep level. Amazing. The whole series that we've been doing the last couple of weeks are the mitzvos, the opportunities that we have that come up all the time. We spoke about tefillin, we spoke about tzitzis, but here, these mitzvos, this set of practices...
You don't have to buy anything.
You don't have to go anywhere or do anything. Just frame our consciousness. Ledovka bo. Ledovka comes from where devik.
Glue.
Devik is glue. So what does it mean, Ladov Kabo? So there is a well-known Medrash Chazal. Wait a second. How can we cling to God? He is Eish Okla. He's a burning fire. So that's why Chazal tell us it means, V'halachta v'dracha, walk in the ways of God. Be a godly person. If a person lives their life with these mitzvos, the first three mitzvos in their mind of believing in God with Hashgacha Pratis, the fact that there is no other God, and then the third mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, that there is that presence of God. And then the other three mitzvahs that shape their behavior in terms of reaching out, prioritizing their activities to embrace godliness, to stay away from Averus, and then to make sure to keep the heretical thoughts and the impure things that we look at, to keep them away. What kind of a person do we become? We become people who are Ladov Kabo, both in the sense of clinging to God in our heart, our soul, and our mind, but also the Dov Kabo V'halachta B'drachav. What kind of life do you lead? And these are the principles that guide us in everyday living. So I think it's important to review these, because Each one of these could be a whole shiur in and of itself, but the idea that wherever we are, we can take these and keep them in our mind. There is a, it's known as the Tzetel Katan of Rebbe Melech of Lezhensk. Rebbe Melech left a little ethical will to his chassidim. And here also, he talks about, now there it's extremely intense. He talks about when you think about Shema, you should imagine yourself jumping into a fiery furnace, sacrificing yourself in the Shema Yisbarach. It's like super intense. But the idea that we can impact our mind, we can cultivate our thoughts, and then in turn, we can shape the way we lead our lives, that's really at the heart of what Yiddishkeit is all about. And that's our goal in terms of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So hopefully through the thought of these different mitzvos, we can truly impact the way that we live on an everyday, average basis.